Despite all its achievements, modern medicine is unable to establish the correct diagnosis without talking into account or taking into account the results of a conversation between doctor and a patient, because there is no instrumental or laboratory screening method which can entirely substitute for it. Moreover, it is not possible to use in full the results of instrumental and laboratory probing without analyzing the results of direct interaction with a patient. The first contact with a patient must begin with an interview conducted by the doctor. Carrying out an interview with a patient is a matter of great proficiency. The goal of such an interview is to obtain maximum information concerning the patient as a result of a relatively short dialogue with a viewer to construct mentally the appropriate diagnostic suppositions. The beginners of medical practice sometimes fail to reach this goal even at the end of a prolonged intercourse, but such kind of experience is vital for a doctor because it lays the foundation of first glance diagnosis art for further, more adept practice. Establishing a correct diagnosis after the very first interview requires that a doctor should possess a special gift and an immense practical experience. If a doctor interviews a patient for the first time, the most essential thing is to provoke the patient's frankness in order to complete the comprehension of the patient's personality, motivation to recuperate, and desire to be treated. It helps to understand if the patient is alarmed with his, her status, which plays an important part in the treatment of a psychotherapeutic effect. Asking questions about the patient's complaints is considered to be an intricate and difficult part of the medical interview, and at the same time, the most crucial one. In the majority of cases, the key role is distinguishing a disease belongs to the patient's complaints. For freshmen of medical practice, it is vital to beware of hasty questioning and examination, which may often cause a wrong guess as regards the disease. The questions a doctor puts forth must absolutely be clear for a patient of any intellectual and educational level. It is important in order to avoid misleading and ambiguous answers. A doctor cannot be satisfied with any patient's single answer, but only earnestly clear, competent, and unequivocal ones will do. It is malpractice for a doctor to include any descriptions not named by a patient himself into the list of symptoms. Otherwise, the doctor might put into a patient's head the symptoms of a disease mistakenly suggested at first glance. The doctor should never accept desirable things instead of real ones. During the initial steps of diagnosis, establishing a mistaken tentative diagnosis is not at all impossible. This situation is not dangerous. The real danger is in voluntarily putting this false point of a doctor's view into a patient's head. As a result of this, you may plant in the mind of a patient the suspicions of symptoms which he does not actually have. The hypnotizing style of interviewing should be carefully avoided.